been fantastic. It's been a bit of a whirlwind. I'm actually in Nashville right now, and I'm down here writing tunes for the next record, some more new music. So it's been a whirlwind, but I'm down writing tunes, having a blast. Looking forward to a bunch of shows this summer again.
How is the weather down in Nashville?
Well, it was pretty bad the first couple of days. I think I brought the cold with me. It was like minus 12 and snowing when I landed, so definitely not what I had planned for, but it's like, you know, plus 13 now and a little cloudy, so it's doable.
Hey, I'll take that. Right now, I think it's 4, so I am jealous that it's 13 where you are.
I mean, that's pretty great, all things considered, for Alberta.
I know. No, I'm taking it with, like, I'm just so grateful that it's out of the minus 30. It's amazing. You've been nominated at the Country Music Alberta Awards for Horizon Male Artist of the Year, Fans Choice, Album of the Year, and Community Spirit Award. So how does it feel to be nominated for all of those?
Pretty unbelievable. Every year, it's kind of it blows my mind every year, to be honest. There's so many fantastic artists, people in the Alberta scene. So to be acknowledged and nominated and, like I said, acknowledged by those people that I look up to and I'm great friends with is an honor every year. And I'm really looking forward to the awards weekend. It's going to be a lot of fun.
The Community Spirit Award, for those that don't know, can you touch on your charity and what you do for the community?
Every year I host a charity event called Ride to Remember, and it is in support of the Alzheimer's Society of Calgary. And it is a concert, charity fundraiser, and motorcycle-themed event to raise awareness and funds for Alzheimer's. We just had our 5th annual event this year at the Palace Theatre in Calgary. It was myself, Mariah Stokes, and JJ Shiplett who played, and the entire event was presented by Craig Senek Initiatives, and we were incredibly fortunate to have a lot of great donors this year, and we were able to raise $50,980 for the Alzheimer's Society of Calgary, now taking our total from the past 5 years to over $100,000.
Oh my gosh, that's insane. Do you have a website for anyone that wants to check it out?
Well, we have an Instagram page that you can find. It's at Ride to Remember YYC, and you can see a bunch of info from the past 5 years, and we're actually in the planning stages right now for the 6th annual event. It's going to be happening post the hectic summer this year, so it's going to be happening in the fall while things are still nice out. Looking forward to sharing more about that as we lock in the rest of the details.
Awesome. And then, so you're going to be performing at the awards, and then just announced as well, you're going to be at the Calgary Stampede performing. So what are some of your favorite songs to perform live?
Oh man, I feel like that's an ever-changing answer. I feel like, you know, the newest song that comes out is always going to be the most fun to play at that time. But some of my favorites to play live are She's My Religion off the record. Country Cliche is just such a fun song to play as well. The band has a blast with it. There's a big guitar solo in it. It just goes on and on and on. So those are probably a couple of my favorites to play. And I mean, I love getting to play all of the originals and all of my stuff off the record. And I'm excited to play some new music this summer as well.
After the CMABs, what else is down the road for you coming up?
Down here writing new music right now. And we're actually back in the studio next week starting to record things. So there'll be new music sooner than later this year. And then we've got a ton of shows coming up. Lots that are confirmed and we can't announce them yet, which is terrible because I would love to share them all. But we're going to be all over Canada all summer long, myself and the band. Yeah, the whole year is just going to be new music, more shows, and hopefully we can stop in and have a chat with you in person as well.
Where can we follow along on the journey? What's your social media?
You find me on social media at Devin Cooper Music. My website is devincoopermusic.com, and on Apple Music or Spotify or streaming or right here on the radio, you can hear all the music.